The 1,680th plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in the meeting today, as this is the first plenary meeting under my presidency. I would like to outline the program of activities in the upcoming plenary sessions. Being the fifth presidency of this year, we can obviously already build on the rich work of our predecessors, and I would like to emphasize the good collaboration and exchange we had in the format of P6+2. And my special thanks go to Ambassador of France, Camille Petit. As you know, France and Germany work closely together during this year of back-to-back presidencies of this body. I would also like to thank the Secretariat for the support, and last but not least, all of you, all delegations, with their openness for consultations in the run-up to start our presidency. I wish to continue until the third week of August in this spirit of exchange and cooperation. This is an explicit appeal to all of you, to all delegations, to get in touch for whatever issue you might come up during the following weeks. So let me now inform you about the plans of our presidency. As I said, we are in the fortunate position to step in at a time when all agenda items of the CD have already been covered once. And we plan to build on this work and where possible to add to it and hopefully enrich it. As you know, for tomorrow we had organized a plenary meeting on agenda items 1 and 2 with some refreshing input from young panelists from different regions. At the request of several delegations, we made an effort to postpone this plenary meeting, and we succeeded to shift it to August 10th. We are currently making sure to still have the participation of the UN Secretary General's Youth Envoy and the five young panelists we had foreseen. As they will participate remotely also on 10th of August, this plenary will have a change in schedule. We will start then only at 10. We will start at 10 a.m. as usual, but we'll stop already at 12 a.m. and might continue the session at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. You will find all this information on the concept note that we will distribute at the beginning of August. And we are hoping that delegations will engage then in an interactive exchange with these young participants before providing national statements. So, this will be then only the third plenary after the July break. There will be a session on Thursday, the 3rd of August, in the morning, on agenda items 5 and 6, on artificial intelligence in the military, with an initial contribution by UNIDIR. There will be no meeting on Tuesday, 1st of August, being the Swiss national holiday. In the morning of the 8th of August, Tuesday, we plan a plenary meeting under agenda item 6 with a presentation of the policy brief on the new agenda for peace by UNODA, Ms. Melanie Rajambal, this will be followed by a discussion. As I said, many of us have participated already in informal consultation and retreats on this issue. And we think it will be interesting to bring this back into the CD as it is closely linked to our work here. For Tuesday, the 15th of August, we are preparing a full day program under agenda item 1. In the morning, there will be a panel discussion on nuclear disarmament verification with the participation of the chair of the GGE on nuclear disarmament verification, Jörn Osmundsen, and the directors of the German and the French leading centers for questions on nuclear disarmament verification. This will be followed then in the afternoon by a presentation of a virtual reality tool for nuclear disarmament verification by the University of Hamburg. And we made the necessary arrangements so that delegates will be able to try this tool themselves in the afternoon. And I'm very much looking forward to this event. The morning of Thursday, the 17th of August, reserved for a discussion under agenda item 6, mainly on the report that UNIDIR will produce after the interesting and fruitful discussions at the retreat on revitalization of the city we had in Montreux last week. And we hope to be able to discuss the broad variety of ideas on improving the effective functioning of the CD, which have been presented in the past and during this meeting. The aim is to identify possible, even small steps to take this work further and gather all these inputs as a basis for eventual future further reflections inside the CD. On how to best preserve and improve the functionality of this precious body. Finally, we consider to add one more session on Friday, the 18th of August, under agenda item 1, as we thought it might be enlightening to invite the chair of the NPT PrepCom, Ambassador of Finland, Jarmo Vienanen, as a panelist to introduce the outcomes of the upcoming meetings in Vienna to the conference. As in all sessions, delegations are of course free to mention any other issue under the respective agenda item and beyond. We will provide further information to all these different sessions in advance of the respective meetings, and I look forward to interesting and fruitful discussions with all of you in August. So, Excellencies, colleagues, so with this now I would like to proceed with the list of speakers. Before giving the floor to the delegations, I would like to underline that I intend for the duration of my presidency to allow for a constructive, interactive and respectful exchange in an efficient manner. Therefore, I will give the floor to any delegation wishing to speak in the order in which they have requested it. So, we have no speaker on the list, so please raise your nameplates and I will give you the floor. The first speaker I see is the Ambassador of the United States. Please, Ambassador, you have the floor.